with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney, RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Marnie Roper. Recently, the Department of Family and Community Services, FACS, organised the Live, Work, Play, New South Wales State of Inclusion Conference in Sydney with expert local and international speakers. 2RPH participated with an exhibition stand. And at the request of FACS, we also recorded interviews with some of the speakers and exhibitors. At the conference, an organisation called Front Up presented artworks from the I'm Still Here exhibition, showcasing the significant contribution that artists with disability make to Australia's cultural landscape. Front Up is a disability-led arts and cultural program and community hub, an exciting new initiative that has been created by leading not-for-profit organisation Ability Options. In offering their programs, Front Up collaborates with Western Sydney's diverse arts communities, existing New South Wales government education programs, and the Art Gallery of New South Wales. There are three programs, each designed for artists at different skill levels: Explore, Discover, and Emerge. These three collaborative programs aim to promote artistic vibrancy and social inclusion. The expected outcomes for participants will be to build their confidence and self-esteem, which will, in turn, help them to find pathways to access communities, further education, future employment, and volunteer opportunities. A group of emerging artists from Front Up were present at the conference to talk about their work, which was displayed. Barbara Sullivan was on location and spoke to Front Up leader Gail Fleming, and one of the emerging artists, William Anderson.
Well, I'm on the exhibition floor with Gail Fleming, and she is the creator and the driver of an extraordinary initiative called Front Up. Talk to us about Front Up, how it started and how it's structured and what you do.
Well, I'm actually with my partner Edith Magnuson. We're the consultants for Front Up, and that means that we were asked to work out a plan for an organisation called Ability Options, who wanted to invest and celebrate some money into the arts within their org to celebrate their founder, Greg McIntyre. And they were thinking of all the different ways, but they really wanted to pursue the arts. Now, Ability Options is a brilliant organisation that has a respite service, they have a community service, and they also have an employment service. And so the employment service is something they're very passionate about, and with the NDIS coming and everything else like that, they were just thinking, well, they're doing everything in all areas for helping people with a disability or mental health concern to find employment, but they didn't have it in the arts. So they thought the wonderful way to celebrate their founder, Greg McIntyre, was to set up Front Up, which is a beautiful new hub at the Seven Hills, Seven Hills location.
And there's a long-term commitment to this?
There's a long-term, it's for 10 years. They've committed for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So we've got the hub for 10 years. We've got funding for 10 years. We always need more money, you know, to bring into the hub, but we know that we've got the hub, which is huge. It also means that we've got 10 years to establish, to build, to create an incredible ethos, an integral community of artists in Western Sydney to grow and establish and connect and create new partnerships and see what happens there.
And you do have partners at the moment. You've already attracted several partners, I believe.
Absolutely. We're very lucky. We're very grateful. We've got our key partner is Art Gallery of New South Wales.
Wonderful.
And they are fabulous in the sense that they absolutely have dedicated programs for people with disability at the Art Gallery. Danielle Gulotta is the main lady, the stirring force behind the Art Gallery. Mm-hmm. And she's really very ambitious, and she's foresight to know that she needs to touch people in Western Sydney and all around and the communities to bring them into the art gallery. And our programme, Front Up, does that exactly that. What we do is we do call-out papers. We bring people with all sorts of different disabilities, mental health concerns, into the art gallery.
To experience it.
It's usually a three-day event. We go in. We have the educators there, we show them the art gallery, and then we usually choose an exhibition to focus on for the artist to respond to. So that's always really an incredible experience for anyone.
Yes.
To touch the art gallery in that way.
Clear.
But it also carries on. So these artists, from last year, we set up an Emerge team of artists, the particularly very passionate, gorgeous artists of their own individual merits as artists with a disability or mental health concern, and they are now becoming the leaders of Front Up, and they are now working with Art Gallery New South Wales. There are a couple of artists that are already being looked at to become educators for one day, so peer-to-peer, buddy-to-buddy, for them to learn to work in the art gallery as educators. We've got three artists that are going to be doing artist talks around the art gallery. All these are paid gigs, amazing experiences for our leading artists from Front Up, and to help them build their portfolios, their CVs, to turn around their confidence, self-esteem, to get an understanding of a professional practice, a professional development practice, and to bring them into the level where the art gallery takes people, which is high.
Yes, well, we have here an exhibition of the works of many of these artists, and there are various artists here that we can chat with.
Yes.
And I think I have William on my left.
Yes, our beautiful William.
William. So tell us about your métier. Tell us about what art you produce.
I produce quantum super flat art, and it's about yaois in the context of the yaoi being misunderstood related to my acquired brain injury, which I kind of brought attention to through Front Up and accessible arts to help me communicate my concepts. Yeah.
So before your injury, did you have a hankering for art to be an artist?
I used to draw a lot, but when I had my brain injury, it became a compulsion, and it was like an acquired savant syndrome, where I had to sort of draw all the time, or I kind of got, not really depressed, but it was just like a compulsion. I started to draw and draw and draw, and it kept me more content.
It was a release.
Yeah. Exactly, and I could communicate my concepts through it too, and then I got more and more into painting, and I had a few solo shows and group exhibitions, and I keep producing more and more art, and I've got some big giant 2.4 multi-panel ones now, and I hope to do a 10-metre painting in the future. Yeah.
10 metres?
Yep.
That's phenomenal. And what do you get out of Front Up?
What helps me communicate my concepts to the broader society in a way that I can't really do, because society tends to stereotype you in a way not intentionally derogatory, but it's more they're worried about you getting hurt or liability, so they tend to sort of not let you communicate as much as a program like Front Up. Yeah.
Right. And do you have much communication with the other artists in Front Up?
Yeah, they're really good to find similar artists in a similar situation with, like, the similar sort of demographic, and it sort of boosts your confidence or your understanding of challenges artists face. Not so much with the art or art making, but getting it heard or shown or talked about or discovered. Yeah.
Since you have been engaging in artistic pursuits, have you felt that you've made progress as far as your injury is concerned?
Yeah, a little bit, but there's still a lot of discrimination out there. Like I said, not in the form of as much hostility, but more a stigma that comes with it.
Yes.
And the stigma is like can be stereotyping that, for example, my one, if you've had a brain injury, that you're instantly not smart at all.
Right.
You know, and it can inhibit. I'll give you an example. For example, my left frontal lobe got damaged. Because it got damaged, I concentrate on other areas, but it enhances that area.
Mm.
For example, I like quantum mechanics, which is a form of physics. I evolved that in my art because I see numbers as pictures, and I can remember them from the graphical content, but it's only from the brain compensating from being inhibited from the accident.
Mm.
So it enhances things in other ways than how people or society initially stereotype you. Yeah, so they'll stereotype you, tell you you're this way, but you can do amazing things. For example, they reckon I've got ASD as well, autism spectrum disorder. They reckon like Einstein had autism spectrum disorder, but because yes. he fought outside the box, it can be an invaluable way to think and comprehend things. And I think that's the part that gets suppressed the most, not intentionally, but just through general stigmatisation. But front up, for example, helps you get beyond that in certain ways and aspects
yes.
that you couldn't do like on your own because of that stigma. Yeah.
Yeah, society actually likes to basically conform.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. They don't mean to do it, but that's how it is.
Where would we be without people on the autism
that's right,
spectrum?
Yeah, yeah. And another thing too, like acquired savant syndrome, I have that too, and it's about where like savants or like the Rain Man or the A Beautiful Mind,
yes.
how he's sort of like born with it, savant, but acquired savant, like I said, when my accident happened, became a compulsion to do art and maths, and it made me a lot smarter because I had to relearn it at the age of 15, whereas other kids that age wouldn't consider it as much. So
yes.
it became beneficial in other formats where you're stereotyped as being inadequate, and it can be a valuable in certain ways, yeah.
And yeah. also just what we're finding out about the plasticity of the brain.
Oh, yeah.
That you are presumably, your brain is finding new pathways and
exactly.
new ways.
It's an untapped resource because, like I was talking to Liam about the innovation type boom, well, it's really exciting to have the disability innovation boom because that is outside of that, and it can come up with even intangible or more exciting methods of doing things or innovation. Like Albert Einstein, he came from such a different point of view that it was unfathomable but invaluable at the same time. So that's where I think the excitement sort of comes from. You can't even think of what's going to happen, but when it does, it can be world-changing, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much, William.
Yeah.
Fascinating to talk with you.
Yeah.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening and goodbye till next program.